It's another step to put pressure on the Russian leader.
In alignment with the decision by our European allies, the United States will join them in sanctioning President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov and members of the Russian National Security Team.
24 hours after President Biden said he still had further options with sanctions, Vladimir Putin became one of only a handful of world leaders to be personally sanctioned by the U.S.
This step sends a clear message about the strength of the opposition to the actions by President Putin and the direction in his leadership of the Russian military.
The U.S. president talked with President Zelensky for 40 minutes on Friday. He promised to continue humanitarian, military and security support. But what isn't clear from the White House reading of the call is if they discussed Moscow's offer of peace talks, an offer dismissed by the U.S. State Department.
Now we see Moscow suggesting that diplomacy take place at the barrel of a gun, or as Moscow's rockets, mortars, artillery target the Ukrainian people. This is not real diplomacy. Those are not the conditions for real diplomacy.
Oksana Markarova, the Ukrainian ambassador in Washington, says they are gathering evidence of possible war crimes.
Ukraine has been victim of unprovoked aggression by Russian Federation. The second day was even harder. The attacks have been more brutal, but I'm very pleased to say that they were not successful, definitely not successful as the enemy planned them.
The decision to sanction Vladimir Putin is a significant escalation. But the White House says it still has more tools in its toolbox and will judge what's needed day by day. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the White House.